Hello, everyone. Welcome to the weekly newscast here on pwponderings.com. Kind of a quiet weekend in terms of results, but still some fun things to talk about. As always, we're joined by Jerome Cusan. Jerome, let's just get this out of the way. You were at AAW, and you saw Pentagon Jr. win the AAW title. That must have been crazy.
It was pretty crazy, Chris. I mean, let's not bury the lead. Let's talk about Pentagon Jr. becoming the brand new AAW World Heavyweight Champion. It was probably the biggest story of the entire weekend, and what a tremendous moment, what a tremendous match. You know, I think it was one of the better Sami Callihan matches that I've seen since his return, and it was a spectacular effort by both guys, and the fans were throwing money into the ring for that match as well as after the Phoenix match. So just, you know, a really good show all around, and probably one of AEW's strongest in-ring shows of the entire calendar year. Also worth noting, that they did about 635 in attendance, and it's unbelievable to see just how much they've grown, Chris. And, you know, one of the amazing things about AEW is this was a company that would draw 200, 250 people for a lot of their shows. And, you know, that's still very good for a lot of independent wrestling. But, you know, they're at a point now where they're able to draw 600, 650, close to 700 people. And they, you know, they're starting to sell out their shows well out in advance of the tickets going on sale. It's pretty incredible to see just how far they've grown. Obviously, Pentagon Jr. winning the heavyweight title is the biggest story. There were so many other aspects of this to discuss. Marty Scurll and Phoenix also had a very, very good match on the show. AR Fox and Matt Fitchett had a very good match as AR Fox retained the Heritage title. Johnny Gargano said farewell to AEW, and that is a company that has meant a great deal to him over the years. It was supposed to be Tommaso Ciampa's last show, but Pentagon Jr. and Tommaso Ciampa had a face-off at the end, and it appears that they will be wrestling at an AEW show in the future. AEW did not announce when the date is. They are not wrestling at the August 19th show. August 19th is when Sami Callihan will be wrestling John Morrison, and that is a show that will feature Chris Hero, Jack Evans, Kimberly, Moose, among other people. Also worth noting for that AEW show, though, is unfortunately I will not be there, so I'll be relying on others for results, but there will be a special show in September. I am not quite sure when it is going to happen, but I am assuming that I'm going to be able to be there for it. So it's going to be a really fun show whenever AEW, hopefully they announce the date and the time very soon. I can also tell you that it will be taking place in Berwyn at the Eagles Club. So it will be a special AEW show, Chris. So yes, just really good all around. And of course, if you would like full results, you can go to pwponderings.com/results for your AAW needs. AIW also ran their biggest event of the year, Absolution. And Chris, I know you've got all the details on what happened there.
I do, yeah. So yeah, we'll get into that. Shine also had had a show on Friday, so you can check out the review of that up at pwponderings.com. But Absolution 11, Jerome, generally AIW's biggest show. The results actually, I think were kind of fun. Laredo Kid, Matt Cross, and Zima Ion defeated Gringo Loco, Skyda Jr., and Steve Payne. Tim Daunce defeated Raymond Rowe. Eddie Kingston and Frankie Flynn defeated BJ Whitmer and The Duke. The AIW Intense title was defended. Alex Daniels retaining against Cedric Alexander, Facade, and Jerry. Dick Justice defeated Jock Sampson. To Infinity and Beyond of Cheech and Colin Delaney defeated Dominic Guarini and Tracy Williams. Lewis Linden defeated Zack Sabre Jr., I believe, via submission. That has to be kind of an upset there. Candice LeRae and Johnny Gargano defeated Ethan Carter III and Carly Perez. In the AIW Absolute title, Josh Prohibition defeated Ethan Page and Josh Alexander to win the title and was then later on attacked by Tim Dunst right afterwards. So, Joe, I mean, we talk about AIW and sometimes some of the ways that it's booked, not necessarily everyone's cup of tea when it comes into bringing, you know, kind of the veterans, even though, like, they're used in fun ways, but this seems more like a straight-up wrestling show. And I'm kind of looking forward to seeing some of the regular, you know, the main matches from it.
I agree. I'm very much with you on this one, Chris.
With AAW also holding, like you said, the United We Stand, I'll run down the results, and you gave your thoughts kind of on a lot of the main matches. So it was a five-way mayhem match, Davey Vega defeating Desmond Alexander, Kenneth LeRae, Bucky Collins, and Colt Cabana. Josh Alexander defeated Silas Young. OI4K defeated the Hooligans and Eddie Kingston. Did Eddie Kingston have, like, a match that was announced? Because I don't know.
Eddie Kingston was his own man. He didn't have a partner, so technically it was a three-way.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, when you were tweeting out the results and you said Eddie Kingston was a part of the match, I was like, oh, I guess I just kind of assumed that he teamed with the...
Well, Chris, that's what happens when you assume.
Exactly. We all know what happens. I end up being right? I don't know.
An ass.
That too. Zack Sabre Jr. defeated Cedric Alexander. How was that match? That had to be pretty fun.
It's excellent. I mean, it was a Cruiserweight Classic Showcase. I mean, it wasn't called that, but obviously we know there's a great possibility that both men will be a big part of NXT in the next year or so. And now I'm not seeing their PWX match. I know that they did wrestle there, but this was very good, and the crowd was very appreciative of their efforts and just how good the wrestling was. And as Danny Daniels said on Twitter earlier, he mentioned, you know, having a guy under contract, not doing anything with him, and AEW and so many other places have certainly taken advantage of that.
Right, and now we're just going to go see what Cedric Alexander does with the rest of his career, which should be a lot of fun to watch. Phoenix defeated Marty Scurll. Jessica Havoc defeated Heidi Lovelace. AR Fox defeated Matt Fitchett to retain his Heritage title. And then Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa defeated Trevor Lee and Andrew Everett. This was Gargano's last AEW match. And then Ciampa, as you mentioned, he's going to be apparently challenging Pentagon Jr. And I have my eyes on the AEW Twitter. Hopefully they announce that date pretty soon. But yeah, so then Sami Callihan, he's going to wrestle John Morrison, as you mentioned, on that on the 19th show with Moose, Team Tremendous, Kimberly. I believe they've added Ricochet, Trevor Lee, Jack Evans, and Andrew Everett. And then Pentagon Jr. defeated Sami Callihan. I mean, this is – how was the match, Jerome? Because I'm interested to see how, you know, these Lucha Underground guys are – obviously in AEW, I think they've done very well, the matches I've seen them have there. There was also a Lucha show in New York this past weekend with Phoenix and Pentagon Jr., and from what I was told, they outdrew anything that they normally draw for that show. So having Lucha Underground guys still kind of, I guess, kind of a draw for certain promotions. AEW, I assume it is also. And crowning him the champion, man, that's kind of a statement. That intrigues me, given how we've heard Lucha Underground works.
More than a lot of other places, that's for sure. It was much better. Those two wrestled at the High Spot show in Dallas, and I did not think that match was very good at all. It was very rushed, and obviously there were other circumstances. But specifically in this case, this was much better. The pacing was much better. It was just much better executed all around, and it was very interesting to see just how much the crowd reacted to Pentagon's every move and how into him they were and how much they did not like Sami Callihan. So it was very special to be able to see Pentagon Jr. And the reaction he got was enormous. And then people are going to be really excited to see Tommaso Ciampa versus Pentagon Jr. It's going to be really, really good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing whenever it drops down on Smart Marked Video. So CWF Mid-Atlantic held No Excuses this weekend. They have more Weaver Cup final matchups. As again, you can check out the results up on the website. Keep up on their stuff on Worldwide every week. CWF Mid-Atlantic after YouTube.com. Kind of the bigger matches of the show. Chet Stoling defeating Tracer X. Worldwide Television Champion Eric Andrews defeating Mike Jordan. Eric Royal defeating Chip Day in the quarterfinals of the Johnny Weaver Cup, and Smith Garrett also defeating Joshua Kutchell to advance in the Johnny Weaver Cup. So that will continue to happen. And then Nick Richards defeated Ethan Alexander Sharp, also in the quarterfinals. And they will return August 13th with the finals night of the 2016 Johnny Weaver Cup. They have a couple videos up on their YouTube right now. So it's going to be Eric Rail versus Smith Garrett, Eric Andrews versus Nick Richards, and then, of course, the semifinal winners, and then the main event. And then also Lee Valiant versus Chet Sterling is also announced for that show. So go check that out. CWF running a lot of fun shows this summer, and the Johnny Weaver Cup, as always, kind of the big annual event. Jerome Chikara had two shows up, I believe, in Canada, When Nature Calls and Back in the Habit. Not necessarily the most newsworthy of shows. I mean, granted, you can listen to the Viva Chikara show where Justin and Kevin run down all of their predictions for that. I think they got most of them correct. But yeah, I would say go check that out also.
Well, nobody saw Los Ice Creams becoming the brand new Campeonato Stage for Rejas. That's, for sure.
That's exactly what I was going towards. Because, okay, so some of the major points from this. Mustache Mountain won with their second match on the afternoon show. Drew Gulak defeated Dasher Hatfield with the Leaping Dragon Sleeper. So he got 3 points, so he's going to challenge for the Grand Championship at some point. Then on the main show, you saw Mustache Mountain defeat NRG to win their 3rd point, and then Los Ice Creams came out and cashed in their golden opportunity and won the Campeonatos de Parejas. So, I mean, Jerome, what? I have not been keeping up with Chikara as much as I should, but you've been doing some of the DVD reviews. Has this been led up to this? I mean, because I don't – Los Ice Creams, I've never really thought of them at all as perennial, I guess, champions ever.
Yeah, I mean, Los Ice Creams won a golden opportunity, and this is obviously a very big deal to have them now as the champions. It's kind of a nice moment for a long time. Chikara fans, it's – you know, I very much feel Chikara in particular. It's really tough to analyze their results specifically because – there's so much more with the promos and with some of the storytelling elements that even come within the Bell to Bell that it's really difficult to offer, you know, any sort of speculation about what's going on and some of those things. But I think Chikara has been much better this year, and I am, as always, interested to see what they will have to offer because Toronto has been a very good good venue for them, and I know that it will continue to be.
And then in the main event of that, well, the Colony, Silver and Worker defeated the Batiri, the big deal, defeated the United Nations, and in the Grand Championship, Hollow Wicked defeated Fire Ant with a Quinn pin off a Sunset Flip. Not really sure why that happened, but hopefully people there weren't too angry about that. And then in the Encore match, Kimberly defeated Shane Hawk, so... Sounded like a kind of a regular Chikara event. Nothing other than the Los Ice Creams. I don't know. It just kind of seems like one of those shows that people will probably buy just to see the title change, and everything else is kind of, you know, I because again I don't keep up with the storylines. So, but again, check out Viva Chikara. See what was leading up into that. So Jerome, other than that, not like we said, kind of a quiet weekend when it comes to wrestling news. Everyone, I believe you guys should go check out the podcast that we did with Drew Cordero running down the American Rana show that's coming up this weekend. We'll talk a little bit about it here, but I guess running into some news, Ring of Honor, they announced some matches for Field of Honor. They have the Motor City Machine Guns, Leo Rush and ACH up against the Bullet Club, the Young Bucks, Adam Page and Takahashi. And Jerome, I don't know, it should be a fun 8-man. Takahashi, obviously the guy I want to see when I go to Ring of Honor. So
No.
No.
You can play his theme song, but for the love of God, don't do anything. I mean, that's just bad. Real bad.
He's got to be somewhere on the card, Jerome. He has to be somewhere. Maybe he's the guy that's going to take the pin. That's what I think.
I mean, if they don't, then God help us all, but... Yeah, we'll see. My enthusiasm for Ring of Honor is non-existent, and I don't really want to dwell on them too much this week because they're not doing anything all that important. So it's fine.
I mean, I'm intrigued by Kyle O'Reilly versus Shibata. I think that's going to be a fun match.
Certainly. But again, we're relying on New Japan talent to create any level of interest in this company right now, and that's not good.
Right, I mean, so, you know, they announced the main event of Tanahashi and Adam Cole against Jay Lethal, and it's you kind of know who's going to take the pinfall in that, right? You just kind of... Is there any secret? I mean, leading to death...
I mean, it's going to be one of two people.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like... So, but Adam Cole, Tanahashi, I can't imagine either of them taking one. Naito, the way he's being booked right now in New Japan, I don't know. And Lethal being the champion heading into Death Before Dishonored, where he's going to face Adam Cole for the title, it just makes more sense that he's going to... It's going to be him. So...
By the way, so we have breaking news, Chris.
Yes, I was about to say.
AEW just updated what the date is.
Yeah, so go for it.
So AEW has announced that on Thursday, September the 1st, that's right, Thursday, the night before the 2016 Bola Tournament and King of Trios, AEW will be running at the Berwyn Eagles Club. Pentagon Jr. takes on Tommaso Ciampa, Chris. So... a big weekend of wrestling just got even bigger. And basically, we've got four nights of wrestling to look forward to. And that's huge.
God help us. God help us. I don't know. So Jerome, you're not going to be at that show, or you are?
I will be at that show.
Okay. No, that is crazy. That's going to be a lot of fun, obviously. I don't think we're expecting a title change, right? Probably not? No?
I mean, were we expecting a Thursday show?
That is true. So there you go. That is the big news. September 1st, Thursday, 7:30. All ages are welcome at the Berwyn Eagles Club, apparently. Would you bring your child there? I don't think I would. I don't know.
I would not bring a child under the age of 13 to an AEW show. That's what I would do.
And ticket info coming soon. Obviously, most likely it's going to be at their website, aawwrestling.com or aawpro.com. I believe both go to the same place. So keep an eye out. Those tickets are going to go quick. But yeah, so Jerome, other than that, like we mentioned before, we did talk about these shows with Drew. And you can go check that out if you have us on Stitchers, on iTunes, or TuneIn Radio. But yeah, they have the Women's Wrestling Revolutionary. Both of these shows are taking place on July 31st. They've announced Mia Yim versus Jordynne Grace, Kimberly versus Donna Purrazzo, Santana Garrett versus Barbie Hayden, Jessica Havoc versus Veda Scott, Lou Fisto versus Alexis, Taylor Hedrick versus Sonya Strong, and then Solo Darling and then a mystery partner versus Belmont, mystery partner with Sami Layne. Scheduled to compete is also Candice LeRae. Actually, I believe Drew made a correction to that on the podcast that we had with him. So yeah, everyone should go check that out. If we had Ciara here, she would be talking about this right now. Unfortunately, there were some technical difficulties on her side. But Jerome, did you have any thoughts on that show?
I am very much looking forward to Women's Wrestling Revolution. I had a chance to review the first show, and other than Shimmer, I thought it was one of the most well-presented women's shows in the last 10 years or so, and I am prepared to be impressed again based on the card they put forth. This is going to be a very fun doubleheader, obviously, with Beyond Wrestling. So if you are in the Providence area, definitely make sure that you're going. Really, Chris, this is a very quiet weekend. In particular, you know, when you consider the fact that a lot of the companies ran the last two weekends, you know, Beyond is really the only major independent going on this very weekend. So definitely take advantage of that fact and go check out what Beyond and the Women's Wrestling Revolution have to offer.
Absolutely. The main event, American Raw 2016, is Chris Dickinson versus Donovan Dijak versus JT Dunn to determine the ace of Beyond Wrestling. Zack Sabre Jr. versus Jonathan Gresham, Part 3. Chris Hero versus Kimberly, and apparently the first ever time match. Catch Point, TJ Perkins, Drew Gulak, Tracy Williams versus Team Pazuzu of Jocko, My Drastic, and Angel Ortiz. Tommaso Ciampa versus Brian Fury. Johnny Gargano versus David Starr. Brian Cage versus Keith Lee. AR Fox versus Matt Tremont. And Matt Riddle versus John Silver. Plus a strong style squad of Dan Moss, Homicide, Steve Mack, and Eddie Kingston. B-Boy versus the Crusade for Change, Darius Carter, TJ Marconi, Anthony Gangone, Devin Blaze, and Tommy Trainwreck. A lot of fun. So yeah, I encourage everyone, just go check that out. And a little bit also of the PWG news that they announced today, because I'm, of course, looking forward to updating all the matches and stuff. Tommy End will not be at 13. He will still be at Bola. So to replace him, Adam Cole versus Brian Cage. So yeah, check check that show out. I mean, as I said, you should all check out James Vanderbeek Brian and Matt Farmer, both of those guys of MLW, previewing 13 with Brian and talking about some of the BOLA matches that have been announced so far. So, yeah, Jerome, unless there's anything else, I think we can just get out of here.
Yeah, relatively short show this week, but not as much going on this week. But next week, Chris, we're going to have a lot to talk about. I'm going to work on getting us a guest to talk about the Scenic City Invitational, which will be taking place in 2 weeks in Chattanooga, Tennessee, as part of Empire Wrestling Federation. That is a tournament that I will be in attendance at and will be live tweeting at PW Ponderings, Chris. But we're going to be talking pretty extensively, I think, about the SCI and what's all going to happen with that very tournament. So that is something to look forward to for next week. And who knows, I may have other things to say next week as well. But for right now, Chris, let's call it a day. And you can find me twitter.com/JeromePWPEditor. And, of course, you can find all of my written work at pwponderings.com.
Yeah, and as always, check out the G1 Climax stuff coming up for our new writer, Eddie, over at pwponderings.com as well. If you're listening to this on iTunes or Stitcher, please leave a 4 or 5 star review. We have climbed the ranks on Stitcher, and we're always very happy about that. We really appreciated you guys spreading the word about us. And as always, check us out with our supporters as well, pwponderings.com/highspots. Doesn't cost you anything, but anytime you buy stuff from Highspots, including, you know, PWG, PWX, CWF, any of that stuff over there, even Ring of Honor, CZW, DVDs, Evolve, whatever, helps kick back a little of it to the site, and it helps us do that. We also have the Redbubble store. You can check out all the new designs from Brian on t-shirts, for cell phones, whatever it is you want. They have tons of stuff over there, so go do that as well. We appreciate it. But yeah, we will talk to you again real soon.